not yet available in Iowa.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Mac in Georgia on the AMP line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
You just listened to part about energy drinks now, too.
You just did what to the energy? Oh, you listened to the part about the energy drinks?
Yeah, now, too.
Okay.
Well, you know, I do an affiliate marketing business through Quickstar, and we sell energy drinks, but we don't sell like the AMP and Rockstar. No, we actually have a brand called Access Nutrition. Now, just listen. Send me out for a minute.
I'm listening.
Okay. Cass, no fat, no cholesterol. Low sodium, no sugar.
I'm getting ready to tell you to go buy an advertisement, man.
Well, I think most of them are can claim things like that.
Yeah, I mean, energy drinks are energy drinks. I'm not trying to down your brand, man, but so many people have them. There's so many of them out there. It's an intensely competitive marketplace. So what else did you have for us tonight? Any comments?
But, as always, good show. Love Monday.
What now?
What happened Monday?
From the Internet Only podcast.
Oh, yeah, you liked the Internet show. Okay, well, good. I'm glad. We've gotten some positive comments about it. People always like it when we do Internet shows, which is one of the reasons why we do them. Whenever the network won't do a show for whatever reason, they want to get their board off today off for some holiday. We're in here doing a show because we know that people like you appreciate it, Mac. Thanks for the call, sir.
Hi,
appreciate
guys.
It. 800-259-9231.
We do it for the amplifiers.
Yep. All right, let's see here. Let's go to a story I mentioned last night we never got to. Christine Smith. She was one of the candidates for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. She didn't win. In fact, she was knocked out relatively early. Though it would seem that if Mary Ruart hadn't gotten in the race, she would have certainly been a serious contender, I think, as far as a principled lady running for the Libertarian
Party. I heard she wasn't so principled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the impression I got. I looked at her website. I looked at some of her positions. They seemed to be pure libertarian positions. The ones that I saw, I didn't dig through at all, so I can't really say.
Okay.
But she's principled enough to quit the Libertarian Party after they've gone the wrong direction, so I'll, giving her credit where credit is due. She wrote this article for NolanChart.com called "The Libertarian Party is the Party of Principle is Dead." So clearly I was not the only one feeling this way, as we discussed Monday. She says, "I've given several interviews, television, radio, internet, and print, to journalists explaining my thoughts about Bob Barr receiving the LP nomination, with every reporter asking why I can't support the Barr route ticket. It's obvious. I can't support someone for the LP presidential nominee who's a former CIA agent, a federal prosecutor responsible for incarcerating people for laws that we as libertarians oppose, a supporter of the Patriot Act, who voted for the unjust invasion of Iraq, the author of the Defense of Marriage Act. He supports foreign aid, one whose stances are unlibertarian to the core. On immigration, gay equality, the drug war, research what he wants to do currently in Colombia and Latin America in general. This is not a libertarian who wants to end the drug war. This is not a non-interventionist candidate. He would have much to prove over time before a libertarian such as myself would trust him enough to support him to hold any Libertarian Party office. I can't support Root for the LP VP, as he's someone who endorsed John McCain, defines marriage as only between a man and a woman, supports foreign aid, and believes war with Iran would be the right war. How could you possibly, as a libertarian, even consider voting for people like this?"
I'm baffled by that.
She says, "Now, saying a few of the right words suddenly does not, for me, make either one a libertarian. As I told C-SPAN during an interview after my initial remarks at the convention, I think Barr is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and I view Root as a counterfeit libertarian."
No, I don't think that it really matters. It's not like it's very likely they're going to win the presidential election.
"However, to clarify, I don't think he nor Barr has deceived libertarians so much as libertarians knew exactly or know exactly what these men are, but they just don't care. The libertarian principles which made this the party for me have been abandoned. The party has become an end in itself.
There should be a distinction here between libertarians with a big L and libertarians with a little L.
Sure.
A big L libertarian is a member of the party.
Mm-hmm.
A little L libertarian is just sort of somebody who believes in libertarian principles. You and I would be good examples of little L libertarians. You used to be a party member. I think I went and signed up that one time when they had sort of the free sign-up thing.
Yeah.
But that's all I really remember about the whole experience.
So, yes, you're right, Mark. The libertarian movement is much larger than the party. But the party has some relevance in people's minds. It's certainly one of the more visible
arms. When you claim to be a libertarian, you sort of have this... people just equate you with the Libertarian Party, whereas
right, and that's unfortunate.
Not necessarily does a conservative necessarily vote for the Republicans every time. I might vote for the Libertarians, nor necessarily is a conservative a member of the Republican Party, nor a liberal a member of the Democrat Party.
So the point here is to just explain to folks exactly what's going on with the Libertarian Party and why many libertarians don't want to be considered libertarians anymore, because this party out there is essentially ruining the label. They've sabotaged it. They've watered it down, and they've made it so it doesn't mean anything anymore. Not that it meant anything to a lot of people, but now it's confusing because there are at least two different factions claiming to be libertarians, some claiming to be the true libertarians, and then these neo-libertarians that are coming in, and they're essentially turning it into, the Republican light, essentially. So as Ms. Smith says, the LP delegates may get their growth that they so eagerly seek. As a result of Barr's campaign, will certainly attract more interventionists, and it'll be attracting more anti-immigration and more anti-freedom conservatives like himself. So yeah, the LP might get a few more members, but the cost is that true libertarians now have no political home, since the LP chose as its standard bearer a man who's the antithesis of libertarianism. No matter how the LP delegates and libertarians who supported this may rationalize it to themselves, they have sold out their libertarian principles.
I think antithesis may be a strong term word, but
you're either in favor of liberty or you aren't. You're either in favor of honoring your neighbor's choice or you aren't. And Bob Barr, maybe he's come in the right direction on marijuana, and maybe he's come in the right direction on the Patriot Act. I don't doubt that people can change. We've all changed, so I don't doubt that. But he is a politician, so he should be doubted a little bit more than most people. And I don't think that the libertarians, who normally would be very, very skeptical of something like this, are applying their inappropriate level of skepticality to this whole situation. Ms. Smith says, what happened at the LP convention disgusted me. My illusion that a political party existed which represented libertarian principles is long gone. I thought libertarians actually believed in libertarian principle, and that would always be their highest priority. And in case you don't know, the principle is very simple, and that is that do no harm. That is that we believe that you should be free to live your life as you want, as long as you don't harm others. That we believe in honoring our neighbor's choices, even if we don't agree with them. But these libertarians that have joined the party over the past decade and watered it down apparently don't agree with that. That's why they nominated this guy. She says that I thought they actually believed in the principle and that would always be their highest priority. Well, I was wrong. I give them far more credit due to their espousing of libertarian solutions and ideals that was based on their words and their past, but their behavior and choices during such a critical election prove otherwise. Obviously, the majority of libertarian delegates cared nothing about libertarian principle when they chose Barr and Root over several real libertarian candidates. Sunday was a tragedy as we lost the political party that I and others nationwide had hope in. And, that's what happens with politics. As we've discussed this week, political parties are ripe for takeover. First, they start, they're very small, no one cares about them. Then, if they actually manage to get some level of influence, if they actually manage to throw a few votes one direction in an election to where, a candidate lost who may not otherwise have lost had that party not been in there, then people will start to pay attention.
Right. I mean, if there was an election that was crucial, that the Republicans get all the votes they can possibly get, this would be that election. This could very well be the 2000 election for the Republicans, where it would be so close that perhaps the Libertarians could throw them, put them in the losing column rather than the winning column.
Odds are good the Libertarians will cause the Republicans to lose. I mean, they probably would have lost anyway, but that probably will be the case since they are running this Barr character.
But I'm just saying, it could be.
800-259-9231. Christine Smith says the Libertarian Party is dead. I agree 100%. But I think also politics is not the solution. So for those of you out there that are frustrated because there's not another political party out there to join, that doesn't mean that liberty's dead. That doesn't mean that the libertarian movement is dead. Oh, au contraire, it is still alive. And we'll continue with Christine's thoughts here in moments in your calls as well.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $8.91. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.1790, $4.5215 for half, $2.2608 for quarter. That's $9.1790, $4.5215, and $2.2608.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. For you, bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com. and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you need to lose weight and you've tried a bunch of things and you just can't stick to a good, healthy diet and an exercise regimen, all these things just aren't working for you, try notfatanymore.com. You can go to the website and you read the story of the gentleman who started the website. He's a doctor, and he lost 37 pounds, and he's kept it off. Just talked to him today. Notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231, sharing some other people's thoughts on the death of the Libertarian Party. Yeah, the party still exists, but principally, it's dead. And when I say principally, I mean in regards to the principle that it once had. It used to be guided by one simple idea, the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's wrong to aggress against your neighbors for believing or doing things that are different than you might want them to do. Don't hurt your neighbors. You normally wouldn't, so why would it be okay to have the government do bad things to your neighbors in your name? So as long as your neighbors aren't hurting anybody, as long as you aren't hurting someone, you should be left alone. That's the libertarian viewpoint. It's pretty simple. It's pretty easy to apply that to any issue. And that was one of the reasons why so many people like me were into the Libertarian Party at one time, was because they had set themselves apart from the rest of the political world by having a simple litmus test, to prevent people who didn't agree with that particular statement. And the statement is, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's the statement you sign when you sign up for the Libertarian Party. And it was obviously, it meant something to me when I signed it. That's why I remember it word for word. At least it's pretty close to word for word. I don't have it in front of me right now. And it meant something to me when I signed it. When I signed it, I knew that I meant it, and I knew that that was important. But apparently it's not so important anymore, because the Libertarian Party's been letting in people who don't agree with that principle. They've been watering down the party for years and years until it finally came to its crescendo over the weekend at the Libertarian Party's National Convention in Denver, Colorado, where they nominated somebody who isn't even close to being qualified as a libertarian as their presidential candidate. And as a result, they're going to see the exodus of even more activists like myself, who at one time in our lives had put a lot of time and money and effort into promoting this party, and in the hopes that it would change things, in the hopes that it would have had a shot right. at more liberty in our lifetime.
I'm skeptical as to whether or not it's going to bring more people into the, you know, under the libertarian tent, because it's driven out so many of the important people.
Well, it is going to bring new people in. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The Bob Barr campaign will probably get more attention than other libertarian campaigns have in the past. That's not to say I'm predicting a whole avalanche of it.
I believe that it will get more attention.
And as a result, more watered down. There's another guy on a different blog over at Freedom's Phoenix. Actually, it's linked to Classically Liberal, I think, is the blog title. freestudents.blogspot.com is where it is, where he points out, and it's fairly lengthy, but he points out that, well, as a result of this watering down, they're going to get more attention, and it's going to result in more watered-down members joining the Libertarian Party. So for those libertarians out there that believe they can rescue the Libertarian Party, or that are saying, hold the course, men! We can bring it back! We can bring it back to its glory days! We can wrest it away of the control of those who have managed to take it over! Sorry! As with every passing day, that chance becomes less and less, because more new people that are like Bob Barr, interventionists, people that believe in creating war with other countries, people believe in the war on drugs, very anti-libertarian positions, more people like him are going to come into the party. And then how are you going to take it back from them? Their ranks are growing. How are you going to possibly take it back from them? Go ahead. You spend a whole bunch of money trying to do that. Let us know how it goes, okay? In the meantime, we'll be doing activism for liberty up here in New Hampshire, because, as I said, the libertarian movement is nowhere close to being dead. It's growing. It's burgeoning. It's alive and well. It's just this pathetic thing called the Libertarian Party. It needs to just be dismantled. It's certainly ignored, and real libertarians need to just walk the hell out, join the Free State Project. But let me continue briefly with Christine's thoughts here. Christine Smith, from NolanChart.com, one of the presidential candidates who did not get the nomination, and whereas Bob Barr did, she says her heart is filled with deep appreciation for the true libertarians she's met throughout the campaign. She says, we're not alone. Meeting and receiving your support gave me the strength, despite what I became aware of was happening within the Libertarian Party. She says, I wish all of you well as you choose your path to advance liberty. And she says, for those of you who have asked, I am leaving the Libertarian Party. I think it's a waste of time and resources for anyone who actually wishes to join with others whose priority is freedom. Though some true libertarians will choose to remain in the LP, from the emails and phone calls I've received, I believe many will leave. Each true libertarian must make the choice that's right for him or her. My choice is to fight the battle for liberty in other ways. As for me, I want no part of an organization that could put Bob Barr and Wayne Root as the 2008 presidential VP candidates. Their choice to do so is, in my opinion, a tragic mistake for the Libertarian Party. The LP now stands for nothing different than the two major parties. It's a meaningless party, and it has, as it has become, what it's always condemned. It no longer offers an alternative choice or voice for liberty at the highest level, as should be represented in its presidential candidate. The resulting damage to the party as a means to advance liberty and to attract liberty-minded individuals has been done. No true libertarian would support or defend the selection of Bob Barr. The hope and enormous potential of the LP as the party of principle that it had in 2008 was enormous, and now that had been destroyed. It's my devotion, or it was my devotion, to libertarian philosophy that led me to join the LP, and it's the reason I must leave. I remain a libertarian devoted to being part of advancing liberty in our country. Working toward that goal is my priority. Working with others who share that goal is my priority, and that's why I'm leaving the Libertarian Party. It's become libertarian in name only. I'll remain a fighter.
Lino!
Yeah. I'll remain a fighter. I don't give up, but I can and I will only work with individuals or organizations whose goal is uncompromising libertarianism. I won't waste valuable time trying to repair such a defunct political party. What happened this weekend simply means Americans will now have a choice to vote between the lesser of not two, but three evils. 800-259-9231, and I agree. That's why I've left. That's why I left 2 weeks before the Libertarian Party's national convention. Because I saw what was happening, and I'd seen what was happening over the past several years. The LP convention just cinched it. It was the final nail in the coffin for many people listening to this. Many people listening to this show have also left the Libertarian Party as a result of this. And if you're feeling alone, you're feeling like there's no hope, the Free State Project is the answer. That's it. I mean, if there's something else out there, I'd love to know about it. If there's something else that has the potential to actually achieve liberty in our lifetime, I'd love to know what that is.
I wasn't looking to move my family, sell houses, cars, do everything that I did to move up here. I did this because I believe that it's really the only thing that I can do for liberty in our lifetimes. And if we're not working for liberty in our lifetimes, as far as I'm concerned, you're really just sort of wasting your time.
I hope more activists like Christine Smith come to the conclusion that we've come to. Because what else are you going to do out there? Are you going to go join
a hard decision.
Tank? Are you going to join a think tank? I mean, how many other different areas of libertarianism and activism could you get into?
You could write a book.
You could write a book. Books are nice. 800-259-9231. The real activism's happening here. We talk about it a lot on this show. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on this, the follow the LP, or whatever you want goes. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, including the bulletin board system, over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, and meet hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at Porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You'll be able to, as it says there, meet hundreds of individuals who believe in liberty. Hundreds of people that are doing things that are different. There is such a variety of activism going on up here in New Hampshire. It's not just political, but even those who are in the political systems, we talked to Dennis Goddard last night from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, are having tremendous levels of success that I don't think any state Libertarian Party can claim to have ever had.
No, because unfortunately for us Libertarians, we're spread out all over the United States and the world. I'm sorry to forget all those great libertarians across the world, especially
sure.
Sweden, for some reason.
Quite an enclave there.
It's the truth.
And they're all named Frederick.
and soon libertarians in Tobago, too. But the only way to have any effect, to really see whether this experimentation in freedom would work, is to get in one place.
Concentration.
And one place that has a certain level of sovereignty, and a state would be that place.
And New Hampshire would be that state, and
yep.
That's why we're here, and there's some amazing stuff going on. If you don't believe us, then come to Porkfest and see it for yourself. Come to Porkfest and meet Dennis Goddard. from New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Come to Porkfest and meet Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. They're all going to be there. Russell Canning, he's kind of on and off. Maybe he won't show up, but he was there last year. Anyway, all kinds of great activists that are here in New Hampshire that we tell you about on this program are going to be there. We're going to be there broadcasting live. It'll be a great way for you to feel what it's like to be around hundreds of people that are the doers, hundreds of people that aren't just going to one convention a year to make it look like they, you know, care about liberty, hundreds of people that are doing things every single week for freedom and liberty in our lifetime. Porkfest.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Tony's on the line in Big Fort, Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Tony. Tony, going once. Tony, hello.
Hey, do you think the Libertarian Party actually has enemies?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you think there's anybody that is actively against the Liberty Party?
Yes, I think they're members of the Libertarian Party now, and they've taken it over.
Well,
I think they've infiltrated it.
Well, they were enemies before they infiltrated it, correct?
Yes.
They developed strategy before they infiltrated it, correct?
Okay.
Therefore, maybe. The Libertarian Party has been TKO'd by the simplest of tactics, divide and conquer. That shows how weak the Libertarian Party is.
It's not
That's
just the Libertarian
never
Party, it's
member,
politics.
Because they're weak. They can get taken out like this, they're weak.
Well, it's politics.
Right. I would agree.
Anything, any political party is subject to this. You understand that, right? If it's open to the public, then anybody can do this to any political party. As soon as the Constitution Party becomes a threat, the same thing will happen to them. It's what happened to the Reform Party. They splintered. Remember back in 2004 mm-hmm. where the Reform Party split in half? Or was it 2000?
Yeah, well,
anyway.
that's the problem with parties is because,
yes.
you see, you got to elect individuals and hold them to a fire because a party, they can if you can't hold a party to a line, like you can hold an individual to the line.
Well, I think that actually what the problem with our political system is that we...
Unless you're a weird group over in Texas, and then they can take all your children away, but that's a different story.
Is true. I think that one of the problems with our political system, the largest problem with our political system, is that we can't hold politicians and bureaucrats responsible for what it is that they do.
They're immune.
If we got rid of sovereignty...
Well, we have in the past.
In
the past. There was railroad ties. It was tar and there was feathers. They have in the past.
Yeah, I would prefer to use a legal means rather than a violent one.
Then you're going to die. See, that the problem there is that
Try tar and feathering George Bush. See how that goes for you.
And then you're going to end up dead, and that's not going to help your liberty, is it?
Well, the problem with the Libertarian Party is they're not very much for liberty, in my opinion.
Not anymore.
They never have been.
Okay.
Their stance on abortion is clear and shockingly evident that they're for the free choice of one individual, but not the other party in the situation. There's two people.
Well, you can open that Pandora's box.
There's the child and there's the mother.
Well,
then
there's a fetus. There's a fetus and there's the mother. Certainly, libertarians disagree on this.
That's the problem. See, globalists see you as a fetus. They don't see you as a human being. They don't see you as a citizen. They see you as a fetus.
A cow or a dog or something. Sure.
You're not a human being. You're a slave to the globalists.
Sure. I understand where you're coming from. But the Libertarian Party has tried not to get involved in this particular issue.
I watched the whole convention and I heard them speak.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well,
I heard all the candidates speak about.
I think that people can be libertarians without being, pro-choice or pro-life. I think that that's an issue outside of sort of liberty. I think I can see how people approach it from both sides.
Yeah, I don't think that I have to agree with the old party position on this, and that is that it's no business of the federal government's whatsoever, and I don't think it's any government's business whatsoever. I think that if you disagree with someone's choice about what they did with their body, and if you feel strongly about it, then you should ostracize that person, and you should not do business with them, not allow your children to play with their children, and that sort of thing. But leave
it
there.
Next time you see a black man or woman, you should go up to them and say, well, if I lived in 1857 or 1863, I would have been pro-choice, and I would have been okay with plantation owners enslaving your ancestors because it's whatever they want to do.
What's the caller's name?
Is that what you should do?
It's Tony.
Tony, do you have children?
Of course.
Okay, great. How many?
One.
Boy or girl?
Well, I don't want to get into that. I'm not going to ask you about your kids.
Well, my child is 10 weeks old. His name is Jack. I'm not going to ask you the name of your child or anything like that. I'm just trying to get, some kind of paint a picture for the listening audience.
Where are you going with all this, Mark? Why are you asking those questions?
Let's call it a 10-year-old girl he has. Okay, so there's a fire and your house is burning down. You have the choice of saving your 10-year-old daughter or a fetus in a petri dish that your wife just had? Which one are you going to pick?
Both.
No, you don't get to pick both. Two rooms, one fire. You get to pick one.
I'd try both.
You
that would
can't.
Be my intention. Whether I was
He's going to
die.
I'm telling you that you get to pick one, and that's your choice.
All right, this is
and,
going
and it's clear and obvious that Tony's one of these stonewallers that, you know, this is his issue, and that's fine. It's fine that that's
well,
your
it was,
issue.
It was a stupid. It was a very stupid question.
It's not a stupid analogy. It shows
most,
to everyone out there who's
the
listening.
Most logical
it shows
thing is
each and every one of them that, in fact, that there's a difference between a child and a fetus, and that a person that would be nuts enough to leave their 10-year-old daughter to burn in a fire over a fetus is a lunatic.
Tony?
Yeah.
Tony? Any thoughts?
I'm a lunatic. I love my kid.
What would you do to someone who had an abortion, Tony? What's your ideal punishment for that?
Okay, let's talk about how many abortions happened this
last
year.
Let's talk about
year.
How bloodthirsty you are. What do you want to do to that
person? 1.2 million abortions happened this last year.
So you want to
all
lock them
because
all up?
Of convenience.
What do you want to do?
None of them due to the knee-jerk reactions of rape. Most of them to convenience.
Do you want to lock all those people in a jail cell, sir? What do you want to do to those 1.2 million mothers?
Well, first of all, you can't really do anything because it's not illegal.
What would you do? You're king.
Put yourself.
What would you
in,
do?
Yeah, right. What would Tony
all right,
like
make
to
it illegal to have an abortion?
What's the punishment
if they did?
Well, the same punishment you would if someone was driving down the road drunk and they hit somebody and killed them.
So you take away their driver's license.
Vehicular homicide, 10 years in prison?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
10 years in prison. Well, you
Why
know
not?
We did this in the past, and it didn't work, right?
Yeah, it did.
It did work?
Yeah,
did work?
I mean, did we have 1.2 million abortions in 1950?
No, I think it's terrible
no,
we have
no,
so many
exactly.
abortions. And I agree with you that abortion's wrong.
You understand
wrong.
Something that there's a logic and there's a rule of law in nature. And when you commit this many abortions, you disrupt that logic and that rule in nature. And what will happen, there will be consequences. Maybe you believe in the yin and yang. Maybe you're a Christian. Maybe you're not. But you understand that there's always consequences for your actions. Am I not right?
I agree.
Yeah,
this nation's gonna have huge consequences for the actions that it's taken in an unjust wars.
Thanks for the call, Tony. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you.
I haven't aborted anything. If God visits a punishment on me, God's unjust.
For what other people
right.
have done?
Because of abortion? Sorry, I haven't done that.
You can take control, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We've only moments remaining, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in here. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, brand new items and even used items. Whatever it is you load in your cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls on whatever you want to talk about. It is Michael in Missouri. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to comment, and I think you guys are being a little unnecessarily negative about the Libertarian Party running Bob Barr.
Oh?
Yeah, I think the Libertarians have quite a bit to gain by running Bob Barr, since the Republicans are pretty much disenfranchising conservatives by the droves, and there really is no conservative candidate.
I felt like I had addressed just that.
You understand libertarians aren't conservatives, right? You understand that?
I understand.
So what is it
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Libertarians are not conservatives. So what is it that you hope the Libertarian Party will gain by running a non
They're fiscally conservative, at least.
That's true, but they're also socially liberal, therefore being libertarian. So what is it you hope to gain exactly by nominating a conservative, someone who is not socially liberal, someone who does not believe in freedom and liberty? What is it that they're going to gain exactly, besides more unprincipled members and the further watering down of the Libertarian Party?
Well, by getting new members, most of these people are probably going to be supporters of Ron Paul anyways, if they position it right. And I still kind of consider myself conservative, but I've never heard any debate in the public for the Libertarian cause until I checked out Dr. Paul in this election. I actually looked at the Libertarian Party a few years ago and really didn't like the way the platform read on as it was on their side, but having heard a lot of Ron Paul's debate on things like drugs and other things,
mm-hmm.
I actually came to the conclusion, like, you know what, that actually makes sense. Why are we using federal agents to kick in people's doors over something that doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to hear that debate with Bob
Barr. No,
Bob
Barr's a former drug warrior. He claims to be reformed on marijuana, but he approves of intervention in Colombia, and he approves of all kinds of drug war activities.
Not to mention invading Iran.
You just use Bob Barr to get the libertarian cause into the public debate, which
but doesn't
is
it confuse
right
people?
Is John McCain getting the conservative viewpoint out there?
Well, no.
No. Then Bob Barr is not going to get the libertarian viewpoint out there.
He's going to confuse people. People are going to see that. Anybody that even has any idea.
It sounds to me like, you know, if I'm just the average guy sitting there, oh, those libertarians. Sounds a lot like Republicans.
Yeah. Why would I bother joining the libertarians if I could just join the Republicans? How different are they anyway? They aren't that different.
They sound
different.
Like the Pat Buchanan arm of the Republican Party.
And
it's so deal, I'm out of here.
Yep, it's so totally going to back up the mythology that libertarians are just disaffected Republicans. That's who they're targeting now. They're completely alienating anybody that cares about social freedoms with this particular candidate. And they aren't libertarians.
I came from the conservative background myself, and I really believed, I did, early on, I totally believed that libertarians were, in fact, disaffected Republicans who, believed in, truly believed in fiscal responsibility. And it's just not true.
This guy likes the fair tax.
That's just as all how you handle people when they come in and join the party. Like, I'm a delegate here in Missouri, and all I've heard is nonstop is how I'm some kind of closet libertarian, even though I've been a Republican in the party my entire life.
Same here.
As a result of this, I'm actually checked out the Libertarian Party. I'm like, you know what? They're not only right on economic stuff, they're actually persuading me on some of their social stuff. But if I go walk into a party now that's like, oh, it's just these disenfranchised Republicans and we don't want them, it's the same thing in reverse for when all these people have gotten excited about Ron Paul coming in and then getting kicked out by the Republicans.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that disaffected Republicans or Democrats or whoever, I'm not saying that they should be rejected or they should be turned around. I would suggest they should be welcomed, but they also need to understand that they can't be real libertarians until they get it, until they understand.
And they're not going to hear it in the Libertarian Party. Apparently.
The whole point of the Libertarian Party was to be the standard bearer, was that the Libertarian presidential candidate like Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik or Mary Ruart, who should have been the presidential candidate, these are the people that have the principle and they understand it and they understand how to communicate it. Their job is to communicate that principled message to as many people as they possibly can, thereby bringing them in with the correct set of expectations about what it is they're going to encounter. So they're alienating as a result of bringing Bob Barr on board, they're alienating a tremendous amount of people. You see, libertarians don't do so well when they reach out to Republicans and Democrats. They do much better when they reach out to non-party affiliated people, when they reach out to non-voters or people that don't vote anymore, because those are the people that are the prime targets for this message. Yeah, we can convert some former disaffected Republicans and Democrats, but you bring on a whole lot more non-party affiliated if that's who you target. But it's clear now that the Libertarian Party doesn't care about targeting people that don't vote or targeting people that are outside of the system, that they're just interested in converting Republicans, and it's going to result in a continued loss of principle, Michael, and it's not good from my perspective. If you want to keep, you know, plugging away at it and sending them your money, then by all means, sir. Any other thoughts?
I think that welcoming these people in and using Bob Barr as I agree with you that he's not the principled candidate, but the other guys really aren't the candidates that can capture media attention like Bob Barr has.
So you want to use him as bait?
John McCain is the best Republican to capture the media attention. Is that the kind of media attention you want for the Republican Party?
Well, it's not. Look at what the party's tearing itself apart.
Right. John McCain is, as a Republican, speaking Republican to Republican, John McCain is to the Republican Party as Bob Barr is to the Libertarian
Party.
And the
Libertarians are tearing themselves apart now as a result of this. It's over for the LP,
right.
My
and
friend.
What I would recommend to you is forget the Libertarian Party and go check out the RLC. They're doing, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I believe they're doing far more for liberty than the Libertarians are.
Michael, thank you for the call tonight. Call us again sometime. I got to get to another call, but I appreciate you taking the time to call in. Let's talk to Paul in California on the Amp Line. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just want to bring up good subject again. Chemtrails.
Oh, boy.
But no, actually, I have something to add here. Back when I was a conservative, I followed this guy by the name of Bill Whipple, who has a website called ejecteject.com.
Okay. What's his name, Bill Fiddle?
Whittle, W-H-I-T-T-L-E.
Okay.
And he is, in fact, a pilot, and obviously his reference is to fighter aircraft, and therefore, and his website is made up of a lot of status military stuff.
Yeah.
But if you go to his webpage and you click on April 2007 page.
What will we
page.
See?
What? You will see, halfway down the page, you will see, look up in the sky. Chemtrails are one of two things. They are slow-acting toxins dispersed from aerial refueling tankers designed to spread carcinogens and other lethal agents among us, or they are B, the product of relatively modern high-bypass turbofans operating at altitudes where water vapor is condensed and freezes into what is essentially an artificial cirrus cloud, which naturally follows the invisible airways and visual VOR turning points that make up the U.S. airspace system.
Therefore, contrails.
To give a quite a good technical description with diagrams and stuff and pictures about why the turbofan engine, which is a recent development since the 1970s, makes the contrails look bigger and thicker and more persistent.
Interesting.
That's why the people that believe, they talk about these chemtrails, call in on them. That's why they say things are different now.
Right.
So the turbofan came about in the 70s, but then probably got more proliferate in the 90s and on into the aughts.
Interesting.
Right, it's a much quieter engine and more efficient engine, but it puts out these big, billowing contrails.
So a technical, understandable explanation for this. And what's the website on that again?
Eject.com.
Very good. Thank you for the call tonight, Paul. We appreciate it.
Look at the archives on the right, and you go to the
May 2007. Beautiful. Thanks for the call, and thank you for the update. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go quickly to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you got 20 seconds. Go.
Hey, I hope I can spit this out. Apparently, in Germany, a large part of the population is on the dole. They're either on welfare or unemployment.
Okay.
And now prostitution is legal there. I say now. I don't know when they legalized it. And what these whorehouses are doing is they're going and hanging outside of these government buildings where these people are getting, signing up for their checks, and they're offering young ladies jobs because if the young ladies turn the job down, they are then off the dole. They get kicked off. That's one of the requirements.
Interesting. We can talk more about prostitution tomorrow night. Thank you for the call. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Billy Bing.